Multiple people killed after shooter opens fire at Idaho and In-N-Out restaurant, suspect dead. By Dylan Gwynn on August 1, 2026. Three people were killed when a man opened fire on an In-N-Out restaurant in Twin Falls, Idaho, on Saturday, police said. At least two others suffered injuries, though authorities expect reports of wounded to rise, according to Twin Falls spokesperson Josh Palmer. It is unclear if the death toll includes the shooter. Authorities have yet to name the victims as next of kin notifications are ongoing. We believe the threat to the community is over, Twin Falls Police Chief Josh Hicks said at the news conference. The suspected shooter in this incident is deceased. Hicks noted that the shooter's motive and identity are still under investigation. The shooting occurred around 2:30 local time in a busy shopping area that includes restaurants and a large movie theater. Our department is responding to an active shooter incident in the area of In-N-Out, the Twin Falls Police Department said earlier in the day. We are asking all residents and visitors to avoid the area so officers and first responders can work safely. Videos circulating on the internet showed a male with a rifle shooting in the direction of the restaurant from what appeared to be a nearby parking lot. Additional videos purported to show an armed citizen returning fire. A shelter-in-place order was put in effect for the area as law enforcement descended on the scene. Several roads leading into the area were shut down and reopened as police worked to ensure the threat had been subdued. Idaho Governor Brad Little called on residents to pray for the people of Twin Falls as law enforcement worked to remove the danger. Idahoans, join me in keeping the Twin Falls community in your prayers as law enforcement and first responders respond to an active shooter situation near In-N-Out. Little wrote on X, please avoid the area and follow directions from law enforcement as they work to keep everyone safe. In-N-Out issued a statement expressing their sadness at the loss of life and extending prayers to the victims and those impacted by the violence. We are heartbroken, In-N-Out Chief Operating Officer Denny Warnick said on Saturday. Our prayers go out to our customers, our associates, and all of their families. We are working with the Twin Falls Police Department to assist in the ongoing investigation.